وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. The second question from the brother is regarding what's the meaning of the untruthful testimony. You mean شهادة الزور, and does it invalid fasting? Invalid fasting, the شهادة الزور. I think you refer to حديث أبو هريرة قوله عليه الصلاة والسلام من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. صح. If someone didn't leave the untruthful testimony and doing that kind of act, no benefit for him to fast because there's no reward for him. This is the meaning. The untruthful testimony that apply in two situations. شهادة الزور can be described for two kind of testimonies. Number one, if you know nothing and you go as a witness, you didn't witness anything actually. You didn't see this man kill this man, or this man beat this man, or this man steal this man. You don't know anything. كيف تشهد؟ كما قال علي صلى الله عليه وسلم, قال كيف تشهد وأنت لم ترى. How you be a testimony for something that you didn't see, you didn't hear? And what? So when you go and you say he did that, he did that, he did this, he did this, and actually you didn't see anything, this shahad al-zur, this untruth for this morning. Number two, حفظك الله تعالى, if you know but you did a testimony opposite than that you know, against that what you know. You know this man actually he took loan from this guy, but you went and you say no he didn't take, for example. This shahada al-zur, al-shahada al-kadiba, you're cheating and you lie. That is invalid fasting, it is invalid the reward. You did kabair. First thing you must understand that you did kabira min al-kabair. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام ألا وشهادة الزور, حديث أبي بكر صحيحين. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن الكبائر, ثم قال ألا وشهادة الزور, ألا وشهادة الزور, ألا وشهادة, حتى قلنا ليته سكت. It's one of the major sin and it's kill the reward of your fasting, but you must complete fasting and you are not allowed to eat. You understand? Otherwise you're going to combine two big kabair, open in the day of Ramadan, open in the fasting before the time in the day of Ramadan. It's an extra sin, it's a sin by itself. Then after that the untruthful testimony, another sin, means two in one. You understand? You must fulfill the day until the time of the opening come, and you must understand that you lost the reward and you dropped in a major sin, and there is no way for you to get rid of the major sin until you fix your testimony and the haq return to the people that you've been unjust with them. Simple as that.